Circle Theater Grand Rapids presents Superior Donuts, opening this Thursday at the Aquinas Performing Arts Center. The morning show roving microphone out on site. We begin with actor Todd Lewis playing Arthur Shubershevsky.
Arthur is the proprietor and owner of a donut shop that has been in his family ever since, it's been in their family for about 60 years, which is almost as old as he is. They actually opened the same year that he was born. And he took it over when his parents passed away. And he's been running that donut shop ever since. He's, without giving away too much, there's an aspect to him that has caused him to be very introverted and kind of a little shy-ish, but he's dealing with a lot of things that have happened over the course of his life to cause him to question who he really is on the inside. And that's kind of what we find out when he meets the character that Neo is playing, of Franco, and that kind of changes his life almost overnight. Yeah.
Speaking of hair, tell me about what you look like.
Well, I'm getting a preview of what I will look like in 50 years. No, not 50 years. What I may look like in not too many years, actually. I got a wonderful gray wig on, which is going to be intriguing because there is, as was mentioned, a fight that happens in this. There's a little bit of a tussle that happens at one point, and we're trying to figure out how to get this to stay on and stuff like that. But he's a character that's only 9 years older than I am, so it really is not taking all that much to age me up those 9 great years.
So what's unique about this character that you haven't faced in other roles that you've played?
That's kind of one of the things that drew me so much to doing this role was how different it is than other roles that I've played. Reading it, it didn't seem like a role I would be right for necessarily. So I actually called Mike and the director, and I asked him, I don't want to waste anyone's time. You know, if you immediately kind of feel like I'm not going to be quite right for this role, I don't want to waste anyone's time. I would love to come and audition no matter what, because I love to audition, but I don't want to waste your time. And he said, you know what, I would never tell somebody not to come on audition. Just come on down. You never know what might happen, you know. And I was shocked. I was shocked when I got the phone call, and in a very happy way. So I'm very excited to be playing this role.
Of course, we have to ask, do you eat a donut?
I do not. I guess I do. I eat part of a donut during the show, but it's not a donut that I've made. It's a donut someone else has made that takes me a bit by surprise.
What's the take-home message from the show?
Take-home message is understand that every moment of every day that we are not all by ourselves in a room. We are sharing this world with other people, and we just have to be aware of the stories, the endless stories that these other people have that are all around us every moment. And no matter what we might be going through, somebody that we're interacting with may be going through something just as rough or just as bad or just as jubilant as what you are.
My name is Neil Walton, and my character's name is Franco Wicks.
Tell me about Franco.
Franco, if anything I can describe him as, is he's optimistic, he's realistic, he's very hopeful. I mean, I just really love the character. Like, his energy is just, it's intriguing, it's invigorating. Like, whenever you're around him, it's just toxic. Like, he makes you talk, he makes you just feel the best that you feel. And he has so much compassion for everyone else and just, like, everyone that he's around, and he just keeps them in mind while also keep caring about himself. And he's very intelligent. He's very intelligent, too.
Just like Neil.
We do have a lot of similarities, honestly. I'm just not as open as he is. I'm a little reserved. Yeah.
How have you developed the character? How have you studied to make this character come to life?
So I originally studied the TV show that they had. When I originally studied the TV show that they had, he wasn't as lively as I would say, like, Franco Wicks would be on stage, because, you know, theater, like, you have to be more lively and be more loud and vocal. And so I think what I was doing, when I went home, I would, like, go and I would just, like, practice being loud and just, like, practice talking to people and practice just being able to be around people and have a good time and just open myself up more and stop being so introverted and be a lot more extroverted to get ready for this character.
What's your history with either Circle or other theater in the community?
So this is my first Circle show, and I've done one other show with the GRCC Players in January called The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey.
What's your theme that you'd like us to walk away and talk about after we see your work in action?
If anything, I would say that life goes on, or life is going to be life, it's going to hit you, and just you have time to make it right. And so if you do have that time, then use that time, because you can always have a redemption story, and you don't ever have to give up on life. You can always stay optimistic about it.
Mike Hall, director.
What's the show about?
Superior Donuts is about friendship and the American dream.
Type of cast and more on the theme?
Sure. So 9 people, 7 guys, 2 ladies. The theme is, I mean, this is a story about characters kind of living their way in America. You know, it looks different ways for different people, but everyone's trying to better themselves, trying to get life to a place that, you know, they can pursue life, liberty, and happiness.
Why the title Superior Donuts?
Superior Donuts is actually the title of the donut shop that all of the action of the play takes place in. The donut shop run by the main character, Arthur Shubrzewski. He is the son of Polish immigrants who came to America after World War II, opened up a donut shop in Chicago, and it's been the family business since.
I understand there's a fight scene?
There may be a fight scene. I can't go too into it without giving away some things, but there's definitely a little bit of violence in this show.
What's unique about this show, your fourth show that you directed?
Sure. I think what's unique is the way that this show is written is just a very realistic style of dialogue. These people are obviously extraordinary people because we're in a play about them, but they talk and act and are believable.
My name is Kieran Smith, and I am the stage manager for Superior Donuts.
What's your role for this production?
I am the stage manager for Superior Donuts, so I, during rehearsals, I act as a facilitator between the director and the cast and the different production departments, like sets and lights and costumes, make sure that everybody has what they need to have a successful show by the time we get to Tech Weekend.
And what has been unique about this show?
This show is unique in that it is a good mix of veteran actors who we've had for many years that I've worked with, and a lot of new people as well. And it's a small cast. There's only 9 in the cast, so watching them build up their relationships has been fun, both on stage and off stage.
How much, when it comes to behind the scenes, I mean, paperwork has to be done. What else? I mean, the actors get the applause. Where does your applause come in?
I get rewarded through the applause as well. It sounds silly, but you're right. It's a lot of paperwork. I do production reports and rehearsal reports and schedule meetings, and that's not a lot of fun. But by the time we get the show up and running, it's very rewarding to see all of that work that everybody's done come together and put on a great show.
So why come see the show?
It is truly about the characters. If you like a show where you just are enamored with the characters, where you see characters that feel like they're true to life and that they may even be like people you might know, and the dialogue is incredible, and just I think the messages of this play are extremely important where we are right now in the summer of 2019.
I would say come see the show because it's so relatable, it's so real. It's not like how most theater shows are, where it's just very lively and it's just exactly how you would want it to be. And it's not a fairy tale, it's real. It's exactly how real life is supposed to be and how it plays out. And so when you see it, you're going to see a lot of yourself in other characters, and you're going to see a lot of yourself in situations. You're going to be able to relate to it, and so it's going to hit a lot. It's going to hit home a lot more than it would for a regular theater show.
Come see the show because everyone's worked really hard. It's fun. It's a great script. It's a cool story. And hopefully you'll walk away feeling a little bit more hopeful for the future of the U.S.
And I understand the directors brought donuts to a rehearsal here and there?
Yeah, not too much. We're trying to get the cast through this without too many health problems.
This show. I love this show. A donut shop brings in all varieties of life. And so while you might have a big show with obvious characters, this show has a little bit of everybody in every character that you wouldn't normally expect. You've got the cops, and you've got the kid looking for the job, and you've got the neighbor next door, and the owner of the shop. And it makes for a good story, how they interact with each other.
Does the stage manager sneak a donut?
I hope to sneak many donuts throughout the show, yes.
Donut, please.
Thank
go. Applause, applause. CircleTheaterGR.org for more information.